From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues a series of studies in the book of Judges as he brings the final portion of a message entitled The Train of Christ's Triumph. Ehud, the second judge, slew Eglon, the king of Moab, and delivered Israel from a harsh reign of tyranny. Following his successful execution of the king, Ehud blew a trumpet, calling the people of Israel to the enjoyment of his victory. As a type of Christ, Ehud summoned the people to leave all and follow him. He led his people on a mighty crusade against the enemy, resulting in ultimate victory. Similarly, Christ promised his disciples conquest over the powers of sin and Satan. As Dr. Cairns has emphasized, believers will only know this kind of victory as they give themselves to earnest and serious prayer for the power of God. As we've seen, there are many parallels to Ehud's victory and the second coming of Christ. The most important thing is to know that you are among Christ's followers and not among his enemies. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. Before he comes, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought found in C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is called Like Palm and Cedar. The text is Psalm 92 and verse 12. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. These trees are not trained and pruned by man. Palms and cedars are trees of the Lord, and it is by his care that they flourish. Even so it is with the saints of the Lord. They are his own care. These trees are evergreen and are beautiful objects at all seasons of the year. Believers are not sometimes holy and sometimes ungodly. They stand in the beauty of the Lord under all weathers. Everywhere these trees are noteworthy. No one can gaze upon a landscape in which there are either palms or cedars without his attention being fixed upon these royal growths. The followers of Jesus are the observed of all observers. Like a city set on a hill, they cannot be hid. The child of God flourishes like a palm tree, which pushes all its strength upward in one erect column without a single branch. It is a pillar with a glorious capital. It has no growth to the right or to the left, but sends all its force heavenward and bears its fruit as near the sky as possible. Lord, fulfill this type in me. The cedar braves all storms and grows near the eternal snows, the Lord himself filling it with a sap which keeps its heart warm and its boughs strong. Lord, so let it be with me, I pray thee. Amen.
Oh,
Over the years that Let the Bible Speak has been on the air, many folks have commented on the beautiful sacred music which is a part of each program. Now, for a limited time, you may obtain a CD containing a sampling of these Christ-honoring selections. Entitled Our Great Redeemer's Praise, this CD will provide you with nearly an hour of such beloved pieces as Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, Be Still, My Soul, May the Mind of Christ My Savior, and In Heavenly Love Abiding. The songs are performed by the various musical groups of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. This CD is available free of charge to our Let the Bible Speak listeners. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Ask for your free copy of the CD, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. Call or write for your copy today.
Revelation is not the revelation of the Antichrist. It is the revelation of Christ. That's what it is. The second coming is the coming of the Lamb who was slain. It depends on the first. Time does not allow me to go through all the parallels between Ehud and Christ, but his first coming was in humiliation. His second, with power and with the hosts and armies of glory. His first coming was largely unheralded. The second is with the blowing of the trumpet. I love that statement of the Apostle Paul. When he told the Thessalonian Christians that we don't sorrow as those who have no hope, because if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, them also that sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. And then in verse 16 of 1 Thessalonians 4, we read, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump or trumpet of God. The dead will rise, we which are alive and remain will be caught up together with them to meet the Lord. We'll be forever with the Lord. In 1 Corinthians 15:51, Paul says that glorious change when they rise and we rise. It will be at the last trumpet. It's going to be seven great trumpet blasts. Seven of them. I'm not going through them all tonight. This is where you do get into the book of the Revelation. Seven trumpet blasts. As I understand it, those trumpet blasts are going to be serious, solemn markers of God's progressing purpose during the last of the last days. Last period before the return of Christ. People get worried about the thought of great and terrible events in the last days. Remember, in Revelation 5, it's the Lamb who opens the seals of the book. It's the Lamb who's unfolding these events. They're in the hands of the same Savior who died for us. He'll make no mistakes. But the last trump will be the sound that welcomes Jesus Christ in glory. The first coming, he came as the deliverer from sin and bondage. The second coming, he comes to give us the full enjoyment of that deliverance. Hebrews 9, 24 to 28 give us his three appearings. He once appeared to put away sin. He now appears in the presence of God for us. He will appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Bless God, he's coming back to lead us into the sinless, uninterrupted enjoyment of his victory. At his first coming, like Ehud, he destroyed the evil king. At his second coming, he will destroy all his armies on the earth. Then will Satan be bound. You know, the devil was defeated at Calvary. But in the providence and purpose of God, Satan is yet allowed to operate. He is called the prince of the power of the air. He's called the God of this world. He's the one who now is at work binding and blinding. But in Revelation 20, verse 2, I read of a day to come when he will be bound himself for 1,000 years. And that leads me to say, as in the case of Ehud, the second coming of the conqueror raises this glorious truth of a reign of peace. Ehud conquered. He then blew the trumpet. He led his people down in victory. And there was the reign of peace. Now you can believe what you like in the millennium. One thing I'm glad about being a Free Presbyterian, that we believe that God's people should be able to go to the scriptures, and we're not going to bind them to every interpretation, especially in matters of eschatology. You believe that Christ is coming back again in person, in glory, that's good enough for me. Now you might be foolish enough to disagree with me. It'll not keep you out of heaven. It'll certainly make life a little more difficult for you. You may not even believe that Christ is going to reign on the earth. I'm not too worried about that, for you're going to learn. You're going to learn. I believe his coming is the coming of the king. And the king will come to reign. I have never read anything but the most childish nonsense from great scholars trying to explain away the manifold references to the 1,000 years in the 20th chapter of the book of the Revelation. It's wonderful, the inventions of great minds and the childish rubbish that they can come up with to try and deny the reality of that 1,000-year reign. Yes, he's coming. Let us get the picture. I don't want us tonight to divide minds on matters of controversy. But I want us to get this picture. Jesus Christ is coming. Now put it all together. He came. He conquered. He gives his church a mandate and a message and a promise. And he's coming back in mighty, final glory. Do you have that hope? Has your soul ever been gripped with the reality of those things? Because I want to tell you, my friend, if you look back and you see Christ, and you look up and you see Christ, and you look forward and you see Christ, you can face anybody. You can go anywhere at God's command. And you can attempt great things for God and expect great things from him. I close with this. Ehud's second appearing here pictures for us three very important matters that we need to take with us tonight as we consider the second coming of our Savior. In our passage, when Ehud appeared the second time, there was an emphasis on his followers. And there is such an emphasis when we come to deal with the second coming of Christ. I want to ask you, are you one of them? Here's the place where we weed out the religious from the redeemed. Here's the place of the separation of the sheep from the goats. Christ is coming. There is going to be a mighty meeting of God's people of all ages with him in the air. They will come with him in his glory. They are his followers. I want to ask you, will you have a place among them? There's nothing else worth considering in comparison to that. Not a thing. You imagine being missing on that day? But Lord, think of it. I had a wonderful time on earth. You did. What kind of a wonderful time that would deny you a place among the followers of the Lamb? Missing on that day, but Lord, I made my millions on earth. I was pursuing my goals on earth. Lord, I was even active in the church on earth. But not among the followers of the Lamb. Man, make sure you're saved. Be ye ready. Make sure you're one of his disciples. There are his followers. Obviously, when we look at this passage, at his second appearing, there were his foes. The Moabites. His foes. And I'm asking you tonight, are you one of them? If you're not among his followers, you're among his foes. If you're not for him, you're against him. If you're not saved, you're lost. If you're not among those to go to heaven, you're among those to go to hell. And I wonder tonight where you stand. Where do you come in? Honestly, because the last thing in verse 29 is the idea of his fury, and not one of his foes escaped the burning judgment of his wrath. We're talking about eternity tonight. We're talking about your relationship with God's Son and where you'll be forever. We're talking about whether you personally will rejoice in heaven or whether you personally will burn in hell. Where do you stand? make sure this Sabbath evening doesn't close before you have been before your God. If you're not saved, call on Him. Cry to Him, God, save me. Save me. Give me the grace tonight to close with Christ as He's freely offered to me in the gospel. May God grant salvation to the lost, a seriousness in accepting the divine challenge among the saved, a burden to pray. May God strip away from us the rotten hypocrisy that shrouds the real reason for our spiritual impotence. And may He give us a burning zeal so to know Him in the mount that we will come down to the plain to defeat the enemy with the power of the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, and to experience all the mighty victory of Him who died, who rose, who intercedes, and who has given us the blessed hope of His glorious appearing. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for the Lord Jesus. We thank Thee that He's coming again. Help us to live with eternity's values in view. Help us to live, O God, with the realization that the Lord Jesus Christ, this same Jesus, this crucified yet risen Redeemer, this one who said, I am He that liveth and was dead, behold, I am alive forevermore, is the very same one who says, I come quickly. O Lord, we pray that Thou wilt enable us to live in the realization of that blessed hope of the glorious appearing of Jesus Christ. And, O Lord, we pray that in the meantime, Thou wilt give us victory. Lord, Thy church should be like a mighty army. Thy church should not be intimidated and overcome. Thy church should not be a struggling little entity that can hardly get one breath after another. Lord, Thy church should be a church on fire for God, with a realization of Thy Spirit's presence and power. O God, our Father, Thy church is the church that must challenge its Jerusalems, that must challenge the Romans of its day, and change what otherwise can't be changed, defeat enemies, set souls at liberty through the gospel. Lord, give us this experience of Christ and the power of His Spirit. Make this true of this church. Lord, waken us up. Start in the pulpit. Go through every pew. Lord, waken us up. Touch our hearts. Touch our homes. Touch the church. Touch our witness. Lord, we pray that Thou wilt help us to make an impact for God in this godless generation. Give fruit now, lasting fruit, for the preaching of Thy word. And to Thee we shall give the praise. Part us now with Thy blessing. Keep us in the fear of God, which is the beginning of all knowledge and wisdom, be the abiding portion of all Thy blood-bought people, both this Sabbath evening and until our Lord Jesus either calls us home or comes again in all His glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.